Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe Messina, the Joe Messina Show. I am, you know me, I've been around here for years working with Joe, and it is always a pleasure to sit in and talk about the issues of the day. You can check out the website at joemessina.com, and you can give us a phone call over the next three long hours that we're going to have, and they are going to go by fast. We've got a couple of great guests coming up for you tonight, but you can always give us a phone call and jump into the conversation as well at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. Congratulations, America. Congratulations. We did it. We did it. What a talk about a 1-2 punch. Yesterday, we had inflation at 9.1%. And today, the PPI, the Producer Pricing Index, wholesale prices, jumped to a near record 11.3% in June on the surge in energy costs. You know, this is exciting times we're living in, ladies and gentlemen, because if we are going to be breaking records, we should do it while we are alive and we're going to be paying for it. And if you are still one of the few, the handful of people that still watch the news, you saw Joe Biden actually make a statement. I'm going to play it for you right here. It's only 2 seconds.
Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world.
I'm going to repeat that.
Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world.
Are lower than other nations in the world. Guess what, Brandon? I'm sorry, Biden. You're absolutely wrong. Inflation is hitting hard right now. Groceries in the U.S. are up 12%, biggest annual increase since 1979. Chicken up 19%, biggest increase ever. Gas up 60%, biggest since 1981. Electricity up 14%, biggest since 2006. And rent, if you're renting, you know, up 6%, biggest since 1986. And there are a lot of signs that the government is expecting it to get worse. Social Security just basically stated that there is going to be a cost of living bump that could reach 10.5%. That's good for seniors, but they are still losing ground. But Joe Biden, he's got it handled, right? He said he's absolutely got it handled. He set out to reassure those worried about the cost of living crisis by claiming U.S. inflation is the lowest of almost every major.
Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world.
Nation. It's false. The leftist rag, Newsweek, that was sold for a dollar not more than a few years ago, has a showing that there's a litany of developed nations whose inflation rates are far lower than found in the U.S. Semi-developed countries, led by despots, including Turkey and Argentina, are the nations cited at having higher inflation. Way to beat them, Joe. Joe was also touting his plan to lower prescription drug costs as his inflation solution. Memo to Joe. Guess what, Joe? Inflation has set the entire house on fire, not just the medicine cabinet. And, of course, he's blaming Putin, the high oil prices for the problem. And he said, while today's headline inflation reading is unacceptably high, it is also out of date. Energy alone comprised nearly half of the monthly increase in inflation, and today's data does not reflect the full impact of nearly 30 days of decreases in gas prices. And he's correct that gas prices have come down about 40 cents since mid-June. But if you... people are still paying $4 or $5 if you're on the West Coast, $6, $7 a gallon. 40 cents is nothing when you're talking about dollars increase. And, you know, listen, this is reminding me of, remember last July when people were already complaining about inflation? Memo to the White House. It didn't start with Putin and his invasion of Ukraine. It started literally a month after he took office and he pushed the massive stimulus, the American Rescue Plan. Every single Democrat, including Joe Biden and his entire White House and every member in Congress and the Senate that voted for that rescue plan, this is on them. This is on them. And now the Federal Reserve, they are talking not a quarter basis point, 25 basis points. They're not even talking about 50 even basis points. They're talking about another 75 basis points. And there's even a couple of people that are saying we might even have to do 100 basis points. That's unheard of. So what are we doing here, folks? We are literally sliding down an ice block in the economy. And in December, Biden claimed that we were at, quote, unquote, the peak of inflation when prices spiked at 7%. Now they're at 9.1%, a new 40-year high, and he is once again saying that they peaked. Nancy Pelosi said exactly the same thing. Folks, we're dealing with a situation here where every, you know, listen, the elites, the people in Washington, most of Biden's White House has never, ever had any business experience. I mean, I don't know if you know this. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, Secretary of Veterans Affairs Dennis McDonough, Secretary of Homeland Security, none of them, Alejandro Mayorkas, none of them have any business experience. And they're telling us to relax and not worry. Well, we're going to talk more about this after the break here. We've got Alonzo Rachel coming on. We're going to discuss this and a whole lot more. Welcome to the show. Dave Sussman here in the chair for Joe. Don't go away. We'll be right back after the commercials.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or make Maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that lasts up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was worried.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
And sitting in the chair for Joe, he's not. And that was Don Rickles.
That was Don Rickles. I love the celebrity roast. You guys ever watch those on YouTube? I can watch them for hours. You got Ronald Reagan, you got Bob Hope, Don Rickles, Dean Martin. They're fantastic. John Wayne goes on and on forever. Anyway, Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe tonight, as I am often. And it is really a pleasure being with you. You can give us a phone call tonight at 855-REAL-JOE. That's 855-732-5563. And check us out online where you can listen and watch live at joemessina.com. You know, right before the break, I was talking a little bit about the economy. And to talk talk about this and a whole lot more. I am delighted to have somebody that I haven't had on my show in several years. We have to remedy that by having him on tonight. Alonzo Rachel, welcome back. How you doing? Zoe, we go by Zoe, right?
That's all good, man. How you doing, David? Hey, you want some tacos?
Am I going to have to put X in my name? Latina X? What do they call them now?
Latinx, I think, is how it's being pronounced. It's all good. I think you've been handled. I mean, I'm sure you got a thing of hot sauce in your pocket or something like that. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Alonzo Rachel, he is the host of the Zopium Den, anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and the Zoloft. And I've always enjoyed your work over the years. I think last time you and I met, we were in the room with, who was it, Charlie Kirk and Candace Owens, right?
Oh, man, that does seem like a long time ago.
Yeah.
How fast can years go by?
Yeah. She was just coming on the scene with Charlie. But anyway, listen, I want to get your impression on this, and we're going to talk about a whole bunch of different things here. But I just want to say this. You saw the headlines. We've got 9.1% inflation. We've got the wholesale prices that are up, the PPI, producer price index, 11.3. I mean, this is inarguably an absolute disaster. Just off the top of your head right here, are you even at all surprised at this point that things are so bad?
Heck no. No, not at all. And the funny thing is, the irony is, man, it's like, you know, the liberal artsy-fartsy types, you know, who like to, you know, whatever craft that they're in, they love the adage of less is more. And I'm like, okay, well, you know, that kind of works the same way with the economy, too. You don't want to print a whole bunch of money because that's not going to end up good. I was talking to my buddy Bill Whittle earlier today, and on our show, I used the analogy of saying it's like living on a, you know, like by the river or by a lake. You know, that kind of property is it's worth a lot of money. You know, you got this lake going by, it's in the water, the reservoirs, nice resources, stuff like that. That's valuable. But if you flood that reservoir, in other words, you take that current, which we're talking about currency here, and you add more currency to that lake, and you flood the terrain there, well, then it starts to become worthless. And that's what people are doing with this economy, thinking that they were getting this stimulus money, and Biden's out there suckering people into thinking that we're going to print this money and everything's going to be good and we're going to work our way out of this. It's like, no. Basically what you're doing is that you're drowning us with empty currency, man.
That's a great analogy. There's an article that just came out today. There is a study that says that most of Biden's economic experts have zero business experience. 62% of Biden administration officials in charge of the economy have zero experience. They haven't made payroll. They haven't paid taxes. They haven't paid insurance. They haven't hired. They haven't fired. They haven't come up with the idea of a concept of a good or service to sell. And they are the ones that are in charge of our economy, Zoe.
Yeah. And, you know, the thing is what are they, the left-wing politicians, everything about them is reimagining things. See, they've got this imaginary academic idea of how this stuff is going to work. I mean, their fantasy world, this is what we have to be subject to. And, yeah, you're right, man. These people, they really don't know what it's like in the real world to like, run a business. But the sad part of it is that they're the ones taking advantage of the free market, and they're the ones selling it. And my disappointment, like you said, am I surprised by this? Heck no, man. I'm not surprised by it because that's just who they are. The sad part to me is the Republican voter. How the crap? We're supposed to be the champions of the free market, the champions of commercialism and stuff like that, the champions of capitalism and private ownership and stuff like that. And it's the liberals out there using these very infrastructures of our worldview to destroy the republic. And they're making good at it. So how did we drop the ball, man?
You know, you raise an interesting issue here, and obviously I lean right of center when it comes to a lot of different issues. I'm a registered independent. I'm not a Republican, but I do vote conservative. And the last several years, it's gotten to the point where, you know, the Democrats didn't get $30 trillion in national debt on their own. They had to have the Republicans walk with them step by step.
And it's almost as if the Republicans are like, oh, God, they're the only ones that have a little bit of a break, you know, in other words, an emergency break that they pull ever so often when it comes to spending. But they still are, they still spend like drunken sailors as well, Zoe.
Oh, sure, sure. You know, and like, you know, for when I say Republican, and I use the term Republican voter, because I know a lot of folks out there that are really disenchanted with the Republican Party, and they no longer consider themselves Republican, but they do, but they vote Republican typically. And for me, I still consider myself Republican. Why? Because I don't want to give Democrats the satisfaction of stop being one, because Democrats found a KKK. They sure as heck didn't want folks like me to be a Republican. I wouldn't be punishing Republicans by not being a Republican anymore. I'd be rewarding Democrats. That's what they want. I don't want to give them what they want. We're talking about taking our country back. We're not going to really take our country back if we can't even take that party back.
Right.
We haven't taken the party back. We haven't taken the schools back. We haven't taken the entertainment system back. We haven't taken education back. All these things. We send our kids to the schools, to the Democrats, to educate our kids and pay them to do it. You know, so I keep hearing, whether it's Republican or conservative, saying these things. It's like, well, and keep saying, come and take it, come and take it. Well, they took it. They took it right up from under our nose, man. You got this bumbling idiot in the White House who just walked his way right past Donald Trump into the White House.
Rates are lower than other nations in the world.
Yeah, I just played it again.
Our inflation rates are lower than other nations in the world.
Total lie. Total lie. Newsweek, the bastion of conservative media, Newsweek, even called him out on that. This whole thing is just an absolute joke. And Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, they don't have any experience in the private sector. You know who else doesn't have private business sector experience? So, Janet Yellen. The secretary, I mean, she was the Treasury secretary. This is incredible to me. These people have zero understanding. Want to talk with you a lot more. Got a lot more to talk about after the break here. This is Dave Sussman in the chair for Joe Messina. And we've got Alonzo, Rachel, with us right after the break. Don't go away, folks. Got a lot more coming up.
Term Lifeline script in 3, 2, 1. Term life insurance. Everybody should have the right protection, and there's only one place to get it. The Term Lifeline.
I can't read this script anymore. There's the script. Listen,
let me talk from my heart. We all know why we need term life insurance, in case the unforeseen happens. Well, I have a family too, and if anything happens to me, I want to make sure my house and my debts are handled and my family has enough money to take care of them for a long time. So about a year ago, I called the Term Lifeline. I got a very affordable price for a $500,000 policy. I want to make sure my family's protected if something happens to me. If you already have term life insurance, call us and get more coverage. It never hurts. Or see if you're paying too much right now. If you don't have term life insurance, you definitely need to call us. Here's the number. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. Not available in all states.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Joe Biden's upcoming trip to Saudi Arabia has drawn criticism because of the country's human rights violations. In Jerusalem, the president said he has never been silent about human rights. Appearing on Fox News, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton reacts to the president's remarks.
Joe Biden should stop condemning and trying to ostracize their de facto leader, Mohammed bin Salman, and work with them to bring down the price of oil here for Americans' families here at home.
He says the Biden administration also needs to ramp up domestic oil production. The nation's unemployment lines are getting a little bit longer. The Labor Department reporting 244,000 Americans filed first-time jobless claims last week, 9,000 more than the week before. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Welcome back to the Real Side Radio. Dave Sussman in the chair here for Joe Messina. It is great to be with everybody at the bottom of the hour. Hour number one of three slam-packed hours we've got tonight with you, and it is really good to be here on a Thursday night. You can follow us at joemessina.com. You can watch live, or you can call us and join the conversation at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And we have with us Zoe, Rachel, Afonso, Rachel, and you can, Zoe, tell everybody where they can find you, by the way.
Oh, thanks, man. I'm at BronzeSerpentMedia.com, and you can catch my my programs there, the Zoloft, the Zopium Den, which is the House of the Anti-Study Betty Bible Study, and my music project, Sledge X.
I love Zopium Den. That's a great name.
That's a great name.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you and I were chatting through the break. Okay. Apparently, shocker, Donald Trump on 2024 run, I've already made that decision, he said today. He told New York Magazine he had made a decision about whether to run again for the nation's highest office in 2024. I think we all know what that decision is, although he didn't give the verdict. With everything that we have in the last year and a half, with the January 6 hearings, we've talked, you know, there's all so much noise about Trump. Your feelings, where do you stand right now? There seems to be roughly about 50% of the Republican base or conservatives in the country that would like to see him run again, which means 50% don't. Feelings about it, though.
There are things that I would totally support, and of course there's things that I wouldn't. Trump shot himself in the foot, and his voters shot themselves in the foot, and they shot his foot too. Trump and his, you know, and the whole MAGA crowd, I'm trying to be constructive here, man. They're the reason why the White House was able to be stolen, and they don't want to face up as to why. And I've been warning the Republican voter about this for years, man, for years. I keep telling Republican voters, you keep giving Democrats everything they need to use their biggest weapon. And their biggest weapon is the race narrative. That's their biggest weapon. And they get all their supplies to do it from the Republican voter. Do you need an example?
Yeah, I mean, let's go real quickly here. They have pivoted immediately to the abortion debate because of Roe v. Wade being overturned. If you talk to the Democrats, you won't hear any of them talking about the economy right now. It's about abortion, abortion, abortion. So, this is what they're going to be running on, right?
They're calling it abortion. It's a distraction. The thing about, here's another instance, man, where the Republicans dropped the ball on them. Okay? Here's the deal. When you have the Supreme Court that overturns Roe v. Wade and then says that it's an issue that goes back to the states, and Republicans are all for this. See, this is another area where the Republicans sound like Democrats. Abortion is not a state issue, but see, Republicans are hung up on states' rights. So abortion going back to the state is not an issue that you decide in the states, because you're not supposed to have a court hearing or a vote to decide if you're going to take somebody's life or not. That goes against the supreme law of the land. You can't say, hey, judge, I want to be able to kill people. Judge, let me not waste the court's time with this. Hey, let's sign a petition to make a bunch of votes to see if we can kill people. No, you can't do that. You cannot deprive a person of their God-given right to live without due process of law. So Republicans have totally misunderstood this, and they want this to go back to the state. And they sound just like Democrats saying, hey, let's go to court to make sure that we can make sure black people stay slaves. And we could do that in our states if we want to. So Republicans really don't understand what they've done. And basically what they've done is exactly according to the Bible. The kings who would do right in the Lord's sight, but they would leave up the high places. The Supreme Court did what was right, but they left this to the state and made the state the high places that you could go and sacrifice your children. So Republicans really dropped the ball on this again.
How do you see this turning? Right now, the money favorite is the Republicans take both houses back. There seems to be, I don't know if it's wishful thinking by the Democrats in the media, and I know where I repeat myself, but they seem to be in a place right now where there is motivation. They're losing groups, okay? They're losing Hispanics, they're losing blacks, they're losing the middle class. But there is one group that has come back to the Democratic Party in one fell swoop in just the past few weeks, and that is college-educated white women because of Roe v. Wade. Do you think that will be enough for the Democrats to hold on or, you know, at least blunt this red wave that is expected?
Sure, I do. And it isn't because of this voter block this new voter block that they'll be able to depend on. Let me rephrase that. Could they still successfully cheat? Yeah. That hasn't really been worked out yet. We saw that we had the numbers. It's not a factor of this popular vote or how it's going to end up in the college. Mm-hmm. The thing is, despite all the numbers, mm-hmm. it's about the narrative. It's about what they can do to make us look so evil that even when they do cheat right up under our nose, nobody cares. Mm-hmm. They don't care. So Biden, sure, is Biden shown to be a full-on loser? Absolutely. That doesn't matter. It doesn't mean that their voters' worldview has changed, particularly about the worldview that Biden represents and what they have made us out to be in terms of misogynist and racist. So I think Republican voters are getting encouraged by the outset of things, but the thing is, conservatives still haven't done that cultural groundwork to sustain what it is that they're hoping to accomplish. Even if we get both houses, that's not going to matter. We've seen what happens when Republicans had both House and Senate before.
Yeah.
They let the Democrats get away with everything.
Yeah, Paul Ryan was one of the biggest disappointments of the past decade. He truly was Speaker of the House. He ran with Romney for the presidency in 2012. But, Trump had both houses, and what happened? Nothing. I mean, realistically speaking, that you know, we got the tax, reform, which, you know, the Democrats will tell you it only benefited the rich. It didn't. Okay. Even leftist magazines will admit that it benefited everybody. Everybody got more money in their pocket because of it. But let's say that the Republicans do take back the House and the Senate. Do you expect anything to be done in the final 2 years of the Biden administration, assuming he lasts that long? Or is it just going to be putting up a blockade to prevent anything from happening, and then they take 2024, and then they own it all again? Is that a good thing for the Republicans?
No. Like I said, now, did Trump do well for the economy? Sure he did, but I warned back then, it's like, look, man, that's not going to hold up. When you have a narrative that's gone out there that has this cultural instability, the political stability is just not there. It's only as stable as our cultural representation, our political mm-hmm. representation. Mm-hmm. And it's not going to hold up. That stuff has not been held up. I said, man, this economy is going to get pulled up from underneath you because you don't have a foundation. There's no cultural foundation to accept what you're doing, no matter how good it is. That's what I'm trying to say. I've been saying this for years. The cultural foundation is not laid. The representation is not there. And if we're governed by our consent, and people are not consenting to this conservative governance in terms of economics, doesn't matter how you could go ahead all day and talk about how there's more black people working and more and less unemployed black people. If the cultural narrative is not set and that relationship is unstable, it will get pulled up from underneath you, and it will collapse.
That's where the Civil War is today, though, right? I mean, it isn't just about, you know, pro-life, pro-choice. We're not just talking about, you know, trans in the bathrooms and things like this. It seems to me that the let's call them the elites, okay, the city, blue city Democrats that run the power bases in the cities, they run the mainstream media, they run the institutions, they run academia, they run the media, and of course right now they are running the government. It seems to me that their ideas, their philosophies, isn't so much as economic based, it is more cultural based, and that's where the divide comes from today, isn't it?
Absolutely, man. And they have made those cultures. They've laid that groundwork for a long time.
We're going to have you back right here after the break. We're going to take a quick break.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and back. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Certain body functions are silent in that when they are compromised, you don't know until it is too late. One of these functions is immunity. When your immune system is robust, then you never succumb to illness or overcome it quickly. Since we're all being exposed to cabal-created genetically engineered pathogens that our immune systems were not designed to handle, it is important that we make a concerted effort to fortify our immune systems on a daily basis. Here at Synergistic Nutrition, we have two clients who overcame COVID symptoms within 24 hours. We have another client who had long-hauler COVID symptoms for 2 years, who overcame those symptoms within a few weeks. In each instance, the product they credit for helping them was Green Meadow Whey. The lactoferrin in Green Meadow Whey fortifies your immune system to combat virtually all pathogens. I invite you to fortify your immune system and health with Green Meadow Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwheyprotein.net. That's best, W-H-E-Y, protein.net.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Messina Show. I'm your guest host, Dave Sussman, sitting in the chair for all 3 hours tonight. It is a pleasure being with you. I'll also be back here next Wednesday night. The fun will continue, and you can always join us in that fun by giving us a phone call at 855-732-5563 or checking us out online at joemessina.com. Finishing up the first hour, we've got Alfonso Rachel Zoe, who is, listen, Zoe, one of the things that I've been watching you for years. You came on the show several years back with me. We were talking about it. You seem to just have this very pragmatic approach to things, culture and politics and the like. I would like to think that is the norm. Unfortunately, if you watch the mainstream media today, it doesn't seem that exists. But once you get outside of watching the news and talking to people that are in their bubble, you start to hear people that are really concerned about the future of our country, not just, you know, economically speaking, but culturally speaking as well. And a survey just came out. We just saw it this morning. 18% of Americans want Joe Biden to run again. 18, not 80, 1/8. It's the lowest ever on record for an incumbent. I mean, does that surprise you?
No, not at all, man. And now Biden, is, I guess he's showing some signs of dyslexia here, where we're saying 18%. He's like, no, it's 81%. Check. He's like, you're eating it wrong. Let's do some push-ups and get your blood thrown to your head. You know what I'm talking about. But, no, it doesn't surprise me. But I'm, at the same time, David, I'm not trying to be a Debbie Downer man or a guy going wee-wee in the punch bowls or anything, but I don't necessarily get encouraged by this. You know, there's a poll saying that, because like I said, Democrats, where they may get tired of Joe, they just see Joe as not being effective at promoting the worldview that they want. That's all it is. It doesn't mean that they're fed up with their worldview. They're fed up with him being a failure. But the thing is, Joe is the one who's been doing it right because it hurts. You know, it's like, did you guys, it's like, unfortunately, you guys' academic worldview, you think that this socialism is going to be this transition that people are just going to accept the same way that they can accept change their flipping gender. It's like, no, this is going to hurt. And Joe is doing it right because it freaking hurts.
I think what's more is that just 35% of Democrats, that's an 8-point drop in just a couple of months, believe Biden should run again for re-election. Are you saying you believe that those numbers are low because he's not progressive enough, or is it because he's just too old?
I don't know. It can't be because he's too old, man. Bernie Sanders is a crotchety old fart. You know, it's not about... They'll try to say that it's like in their denial, man. They're just trying to find anything, you know. Well, he's too old, and that's why these policies aren't working. They'll be happy with the same policies if they came through from someone else. And when that person isn't effective or they're starting to feel the pain of what it is that's happening, they're going to think that it's not working, that he's not working, or she, or herm, or whatever the flipping pronouns they want to go by. That's just what's going down.
I know you're, you know, kind of lighthearted at the end of that sentence there, but I think that's where a lot of people really are starting to get upset, because it seems to me that, you know, the dictates of what you are supposed to say and what you cannot say, and the verbiage and the idea that you have to accept that a man wants to become a woman and that man can go into the little girl's room. And, you know, all of these discussions from a cultural standpoint, again, once you step outside of the blue bubbles, the people are just, you know, most people aren't like us, right? We're, for some reason, we must hate ourselves that we follow politics. I've always said ignorance is bliss, and the happiest people on earth are like, yeah, who? What? I don't follow any of that. I'm just working, and I go see the Top Gun movie, and I play with my kids, and it's like they don't get involved with this. And when they start to see this, for example, during COVID, all of a sudden, you know, students were coming home with these lessons plans, or they were home with their lessons plans, and parents were listening to the Zoom calls, and they were going, wait, what? You're talking about what in your classroom? All of a sudden, you're waking the sleeping tiger, right?
Yeah. Indeed, man. And, you know, for a long time, and I've heard, you know, Republican voters saying that for years, you've awakened the sleeping giant. And so why are y'all always saying that, man? It's like, you know, why is the giant always sleeping? You know, maybe somebody needs to stay up and stand watch sometime. I don't think people are afraid of the sleeping giant anymore. And, you know, when you have, it doesn't take a majority of these people to do a lot of damage. You know, as the saying goes, you know, the squeaky wheel gets grease, you know, the grease. And you have a lot of Republicans priding themselves in being the silent majority. But the silent majority is going to have a hard problem with the noisy minority. And these people, the smaller number of people, these minorities, have found empowerment in being victims. And they're running roughshod over the country. And this minority of people, not minorities the way we think minorities in that sense, but these minority people are costing us a majority of our income. And they're costing a lot of goods and services and costing our businesses and stuff like that. That's why it's like I don't get so, you know, excited about these greater numbers that show about what we're, not pleased with and all that sort of stuff. It's like, okay, well, we've been warned about these things. Where were you?
you know, again, the guy that isn't focused, the lady that isn't focused on the ins and outs of Biden world and Trump world and everything else, they just work and they see it at the gas station. They see it when they go through the supermarket checkout stand. They're seeing it in their pocketbook every month. And, you know, the elites, you know, they have a situation where inflation, let's call it 10%, and I think it's closer to 18%, by the way, if you compare, not to get geeky here, but if you compare CPI measurements, the way they were measured in 1980 compared to the way they're measured today, there's different. There's been a lot of shenanigans on that for political purposes. If you compared apples to apples inflation in 2022 compared to the way it was measured in 1980, we are now at about 18.5% inflation. Just fact. And people see that, and the middle class, which is getting squeezed, they're the ones that are having to make decisions between, do I drive and, you know, this week or do I eat?
Yeah.
That's where they, that's where the energy is going to be coming from in this election, right?
Sure. And for Democrats, that's not a problem because, I mean, you know, they're already prescribing a diet of bugs. You don't really have to choose between filling up your tank and what you're going to eat or medicine or anything like that. And, you know, these things, they can be solved. If, like, say, for instance, with our money just being printed and nothing behind us, and we've got this inflation, it's like we have the resources here to back our dollar with. But for some reason, we won't do it. Like, we can get oil from other places. We can ship our oil to other places. Can't have it here.
Yeah.
Because I guess our oil is going to kill the earth. But somehow oil from any of these other countries is somehow more nutritious for the earth or something, and it's okay to use their oil. And we could solve this. You know, or at least make roads to solve this right now. But there's a deliberate effort to not do that.
You know, last couple of minutes here, Zoe, you know, the question about the age that I raised for you, it isn't so much his age. It's his cognitive, just, you know, it's decline. I mean, you're seeing it. You're just in Israel yesterday. You know, when he called the Holocaust, the honor of the Holocaust. Oh, I mean, horror.
Oh, man.
Right. And
oh,
then,
so
and then
bad.
You compare that to the nattering nabob of the giggler, you know, the vice president. Right. I mean, Kamala is just it's like, is it that? I mean, are people just like I know plenty of 80-year-olds that are cognitively, you know, they're right there. I mean, you know. So it seems to me that there's a lot of people that are just horrified at Joe Biden's cognitive decline so quickly, right?
It's strategic. I mean, Democrats, they're not dumb. Their worldview is dumb, but they're not dumb about how they achieve it. And this is a strategy, and I hope Republican voters don't fall for this, because they want to get Republicans saying that, yes, Biden is too old. Biden is too old. So you got the Democrats out there putting this out there that Biden is too old.
Mm-hmm.
Not that Biden is too old. And Republicans go out there saying, yeah, Biden's too old. I'm glad you guys agree. Well, how old is Trump going to be when he runs?
Right.
So
well,
they're going to bring that up and say, wait, you said that Biden was too old. Well, what about Trump? Why are you running him again?
Yeah, there's the difference is that I think, again, it isn't so much about the age. It's the fact that, you know, you were looking at Trump, who seems to be cognitively in great shape. I don't know. I don't watch him every day. I just wish he could stop getting in his own way. It's his narcissism that's the biggest issue for Trump. It isn't his cognitive decline.
Absolutely. But once the narrative is set concerning the age, it's not going to matter a person's quality of health and their mental faculties. It's not going to be that. The cast is set in terms of the prejudice against the age.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, real quick as we wrap up here, predictions. We're only just a few months away now from the midterms.
Oh man, I'm not good at predictions, but I was good at predictions back in the
Okay. All right, everybody, check out Zoe. You can find him everywhere. He's a fantastic resource for information here. Thank you so much for joining us, and check out the Zopian Den. And Zoe, we'll have to have you back on again down the road. We'll be right back after the break, folks. Thanks.
USA.